Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your thoughts always welcome here. Toll-free talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you see Big Ugly was messaging?
I heard you say
whining.
That. What's up?
Whining.
Whining?
We're not funny. It's hitting a little too close to home. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what I suspect.
If I think I'm funny and laughing, I'm funny, man. What are you talking about?
When you got a little insurrection in your heart, you know, when you're a Republican like Keith Best and you've demonstrated, and I don't know what's in your heart, Keith, but I know what's been in your Twitter actions through the years, man. You've shown your colors. So, you know, if you're claiming we're not funny and Crudy on his own is not nearly funny enough, well, I'll readily agree, man, but nothing's funnier than the way you look, fella.
Plus, nothing's funnier than a three-time disgraced guy just coming out and going, I know what I'm talking about.
You're not funny. You know, there are days when I'm less funny, but I'm always funny.
Dom, I have a microphone, and you don't.
Yes, so shut the hell up. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on the Uvalde massacre. God has a plan.
Great.
Life is short, no matter what, muses the Texas Attorney General, who backed Trump's coup and opposes any new gun regulation. Let me read just briefly. We're not going far, but just want to read a little of this. And you can always, you know, join us, 844-967-2789. Even you, Big Ugly. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said recently that he would tell parents of young children killed in the Uvalde school shooting that God has a plan. Paxton, who took a leading role in a failed Supreme Court case aimed at overturning the results of the 2020 election, went on a media blitz to fight calls for gun restrictions shortly after an 18-year-old shooter killed 19 children and two teachers at Robb Elementary School in West Texas. In an interview with a right-wing talk radio host, Ready Whitey Trey Graham, Paxton acknowledged that it is, and here's this quote, difficult to give comfort to families who lost their kids, you know, because I'm unwilling to do anything to change that.
Right. I won't do anything, and it's difficult to give the one thing that you don't actually have to legislate, and that's comfort.
Now, here's the rest of his quote. If I lost one of my children, I'd be pretty devastated, especially in a way that is so senseless and seemingly has no purpose. He continued, I think I would just have to say, if I had the opportunity to talk to the people, I'd have to say, look, there's always a plan. I believe God always has a plan. Life is short no matter what it is. And certainly, we're not going to make sense of, you know, a young child being shot and killed way before their life expectancy. Doesn't seem like he quite gets it, does it? I mean, is this an empathetic statement?
No, it doesn't get it. That's the understatement of the year.
A little bit more. We understand that for some reason, to some people, the people with money, the people who fund political campaigns, the guns are more important than children. Now, that's the statement of Rubio. Rubio said, while testifying that, let me try this again. Paxton's comments last week came ahead of an emotional testimony by parents of Uvalde victims in the House. Kimberly Rubio, whose 10-year-old daughter Lexi was killed in the attack, pled for Congress to take action on gun safety in response to the massacre. Her quote, we understand that for some reason, to some people, to people with money, to people who fund political campaigns, the guns are more important than children. Somewhere out there, there is a mom listening to our testimony thinking, I can't even imagine their pain, not knowing that our reality will someday be hers. Unless we act now.
A little more here, Curdy.
Or just pray.
Thoughts yeah, yeah. God's got a plan. Yeah, we're not going to do anything about it, but man, it'd be really tough to give comfort. Dr. Roy Guerrero, a Uvalde pediatrician who treated some of the victims, made similar pleas. He described how children's bodies were pulverized and decapitated. Decapitated children by the bullets from the AR-15 style rifle used by the gunman, to the point that the only clue as to their identities were the blood-spattered cartoon clothes still clinging to them. making sure our children are safe from guns. That's the job of our politicians and leaders. In this case, you are the doctors and our country is the patient. We are lying on the operating table, riddled with bullets like the children of Robb Elementary and so many other schools. We are bleeding out and you are not there. My oath as a doctor means that I signed up to save lives. I do my job, and I guess it turns out that I am here to plead, to beg, to please, please do yours. But after the heart-wrenching testimony, all but five Republicans in the House voted against a package that would raise the age to buy an AR-15 from 18 to 21 and toughen existing gun laws. Some Senate Republicans have already ruled out any new gun restrictions, as have Republican state leaders in Texas. I want to throw this one out there, too. Rep. Louie Gohmert. Now, there's a fine one. After Wednesday's hearing suggested that the answer, well, you guessed it, more prayer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say more guns, but please continue.
Yeah, close one. Good guess. Look, maybe if we heard more prayers from leaders of this country instead of taking God's name in vain, we wouldn't have the mass killings like we didn't have before prayer was eliminated from school.
That's the problem, lack of prayer in school.
Apparently, that's it. Lack of prayer. Yeah, it was all good. It was all good when there was prayer, and now there's no prayer. And I mean, hell, now that we have no prayer, we almost deserve it, right? Right, Louie Gohmert, right, Paxton.
You know, the fact that a guy like Big Ugly Keith Best doesn't think we're funny enough when we're talking about gun control, you know, sensible things that the vast majority of the American people,
including Republicans,
approaching 80 to 90% on nearly every issue. They think like I do. And yet your buddies, your former employers, Big Ugly, because you worked for some of these guys, right? Scott Allen and others that are all down for this. The prayers and the thoughts and the cash and the checks and the failing to act for their constituents. So, man, if that's not funny to you, too bad. Again, look in the mirror. You'll get a good laugh. Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately.
You got nothing.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.